It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Offing it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Hokies got a bye week, and so does Bill Roth. But not a bye week from the show. And the voice of the Hokies joins us now. If I remember right, you had a bye week last year, but you had like three basketball games to do on your so-called week off.
Yeah, I remember that. You're right.
Well,
you're right.
Hopefully you get a little downtime this week.
Yeah, we do, actually. They're sending Mike Burnup and I and the athletic department and one of our sponsors are sending us all down to the Dominican Republic for a party for Saturday night. And so there'll be 23 of us and me and Mike having a good time down there.
Outstanding. Well, well earned.
Bill, we're appreciative of that and Martin Travel and the IMG and Tech Athletics for that.
There you go. Enjoy the warm weather. Actually, we got some pretty nice weather here.
It's going to be great here. Yeah, the weather here may be better. I'm looking at this tropical storm Sandy. I'm thinking we'd be better off going to Midlothian and finding somebody to hang out at the pool.
Yeah, we'll come down anytime. You know you're always welcome in this area. All right, Bill, let's jump into it. First of all, you've been around this rodeo long enough of college football. You know a bye week after a win is a lot different than a bye week after a loss. Four losses this year, including different reasons, different letdowns, and, of course, familiar storylines. That loss on Saturday, that was on the offense. And that, Bill, that was against a team that is, would you call average at best on defense in Clemson?
Yeah, I thought Tech would play much better offensively. I thought they'd have run the ball better against them. There were some very unusual things that happened out there offensively. I thought at times they looked good. They came out and played great in the first quarter. And then at the end, they got a bunch of yards when Clemson was letting them have some underneath stuff. But in the third quarter, when they had to move the ball, they couldn't do it. And even just a couple of first downs there might have made a difference, even without scoring, just to flip the field, so to speak. A little bit disappointed in that. And, you know, they're going to make some changes. Again, we're going to simplify things, limit the number of touches some of the running back gets. And, you know, they used to say if you have four tailbacks, you don't really have one. And so I think they're going to try to pick two guys and go the final four games with just a couple.
Why now? Why not last week or 2 weeks before? Why now reduce it from four to maybe two?
Well, that would be a better question for Shane and Coach Beamer and maybe Coach Steinspring. You know, you didn't know what you were getting out of Coleman and Holmes because they were freshmen, and you weren't sure what you were getting out of Gregory because he was hurt. So it was kind of a work in progress to determine whose skill set fit our offensive line and what we were trying to do. And that's what happens when you play freshman.
And that's, I guess, the follow-up question here is, you know, does it matter if it's two? Does it matter if it's four? There's also that problem up front.
I thought they played okay at times. Again, this starts to sound like a coach, doesn't it? They'll block one play great, and then the next play they're running into each other. So it wasn't a good offensive game. The numbers may have shown that, but that was far below the number of yards Clemson ordinarily allowed. And the bottom line is scoring. Tech scored 17 points and, in essence, scored 14 for Clemson with two pick sixes. One that went all the way, the other one would have, but there was a penalty, and then they scored on that drive, on the Marcus Davis throwback. So, you know, we need our offense to score for us and not for the other team and to be more consistent, that's for sure.
If Frank Beamer walked into your office right now and said, "Bill, I got to reduce the tailbacks from four to two," what recommendations would you give him? Any two
standout
teams?
Well, I think he knows what first of all, he would already probably have told me it's going to be Coleman and Holmes, and that's probably how they're going to handle it going forward. Unless there's some short yardage situations, I think there's probably some opportunity in there for scales around the goal line.
I feel like we've been over this before, but I guess I got to bring it back because of the inconsistency. But have you had a chance to talk with Logan or talk to the coaches about Logan's inconsistency this year and his accuracy? I mean, he's gotten good 1 week. I mean, look at that North Carolina game where he was fantastic for most of the game, but then you go back to last week where he's just off.
You're right. He's been off. He's not had the season he had this year that he had last year. Now, a lot of that probably has to do with the guys he's missing in terms of missing Danny Cole and missing Jarrett Boykin. That's part of it. But at the same time, he's had some guys running free in the secondary and overthrow him. And last year, he was making those plays.
Yeah,
he's playing hard, though. I mean, he made some great runs. I think he's everything you want in a leader. I think he's been really, really poised out there. And they've got a chance to finish strong here. It wouldn't shock me one bit if they did.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back. I want to get to the defense. I want to get to a couple other things about prepping for Miami because it's really not a full bye week, and we even squeeze a little basketball in there.
Yeah, all right.
Bill Roth and the Cal and Gates Roth Report. We're back in 60 seconds on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Back at it with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report as we do each and every Tuesday night. Hokies on a bye week this week. But Bill, it's kind of one of those things where it's, you know, it's a bye week. It's not a full bye week because you go into Miami next Thursday. What's the team doing in terms of prep and getting a couple days off and get rested?
Well, that's the first thing they're going to do is they're going to take some time off, which I think is really important for these guys. To a man, and even the coaches last night thought it was really coming at a good time, even though the team's dropped some games, just to get healthy a little bit. I think if Caleb Ferris can go on Thursday at Miami at center, working with Vi, that probably helps Tech a little bit. And there were some guys that got on the field the other day that I thought giving them another week would probably help them too. So I think from an injury standpoint, that's good. And I think just to refresh and reload, they're not having the season they wanted to have. It's been really frustrating. But at the same time, even if they were 7-1 and ranked in the top 25 or whatever, in the top 10, playing Miami and Florida State back-to-back, to get where they want to be, you need to win them both. And so I think regardless of what's happened at this point, we knew that it was going to come down to November, and that's what's going to happen. That's the way it's going to be. Now, they're fortunate because of the sloppy league records that everybody has. No one took control in the Coastal, and that's why it's wide open. And someone's going to win it. I think the Virginia Tech-Miami winner will end up playing for the ACC championship. Now, I thought David Teal had a pretty good column today, and he said, well, even if Virginia Tech were to win that game and make it to Charlotte and win the league, how would our fans feel about the season overall?
Actually, funny enough, that's what I'm doing when I get done here, and it's a great question to ask.
I don't know, but I'll say this. I think that where they are now as a team, that to hang in there and be together is really cool. To watch how they're practicing really hard, I've been really impressed with the way these guys are coming to practice every day because they're not down on themselves, and there's no finger pointing. They feel like they can finish strong, and as an observer watching them practice and in the weight room and talking with them, I'm excited about the way they are approaching it.
My man, before I let you go, I know you get a little downtime, but you're going to look at the basketball team as well. And did you get a chance to get a look at the other day? I know they did a scrimmage on Sunday.
They did. I thought Marshall Wood looked really good among the freshmen. He is much more poised than you would expect. He's about 14 pounds heavier than I thought he was going to be. So I thought Marshall played really well. He's going to be a really nice player for Tech, and we're going to need him this year. Not a lot of depth, but they played fast. They went up and down. They got up a lot more shots than last year's team would have. They had good communication on defense, and it looks like they're in great shape.
Go enjoy your days off, and just stay away from those tropical storms, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a great week.
You got it, Bill. We'll talk to you next week as the Hokies get ready for Miami next Thursday night. And Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report each and every Tuesday.